The voting rights group All Voting is Local released a report today on provisional ballots. Those are the ballots cast when there's questions about a voter's eligibility on the day of an election. The Board of Elections has to resolve those questions before that ballot can count. All Voting is Local says Franklin County has the highest amount of them in the state. Mike Brickner is the group's statewide director. He joins me now. Mike, your group found that while our county comprises about 11% of the electorate, we account for about 20% of rejected provisional ballots. Why is that?
So with the rejected provisional ballots, there are a variety of reasons. Some of them are administrative. So Franklin County makes up two-thirds of the entire number of provisional ballots statewide that were rejected for a signature mismatch, which means that whatever signature that the Board of Elections had on file, they felt did not match what the voter signed on their provisional ballot envelope. So that's a very technical issue. But then we see where, the Franklin County numbers make up one-third of all of the voters who had their provisional ballots rejected because they showed up to the wrong location. So again, that speaks to voter education. Did the Board of Elections alert the voters about changes in their polling location? What types of mediums did they reach out to those voters? And did they make sure that there was proper information for the voters and for the poll workers to direct that voter to their correct polling location?
Is it possible that our county's Board of Elections is just better at catching these problems?
No, I think that that is not accurate. I think that when you look at other counties, they all follow a lot of the same procedures around provisional ballots. I think the issue is that, again, there are just far too many provisional ballots being cast and far too many being rejected. When we looked at Franklin County, we saw that people who live in communities that had more Black voters were 2.5 times more likely to cast a provisional ballot than in white communities. When we looked at people who lived in high poverty areas, they were 4 times more likely to cast a provisional ballot. And young voters, 18 to 25-year-olds, were 5 times more likely to cast a provisional ballot. And when we look at people who are young, who are low income, and people who are Black, these are communities that have traditionally been marginalized and disenfranchised, and that this type of system continues that.
You're proposing a voter education fund in order to reduce the amount of provisional ballots that are put forward. But, I mean, isn't that why provisional ballots were created, to act as a stopgap to ensure that the ballots that are legitimate get through even if a voter has an issue on the day of the election?
So provisional ballots are a good last resort for voters. But what we're finding is that Franklin County is relying far too heavily on provisional ballots. And when we look at what's happening politically here in Franklin County, we believe that the Board of Elections has not done enough to do voter education on these issues. This report shows very clearly where there are specific needs for voter education around the bringing the right ID, making sure that you check your polling location before you go to make sure you know the deadlines for your voter registration and to update your voter registration.
Mike Brickner, thank you so much for speaking with me today.
Thanks a lot, Claire.